Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 7:04 in the clock. Somehow you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, 7:04, behind the microphone. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And Seth Habager.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, we got the James gang together. All right. This is nice. Woo-hoo. I like this. This is fun. Always fun when we can have our team together. Mm-hmm. We are going to have some fun today, everybody. We got a lot lined up for you. This hour alone, we're going to get into our National Day of Calendar. A little bit later, I want to touch on something that when my computer works for me, I can tell you about. Yeah. the top 10 most beloved holiday movies ranked in order. I have that one for us.
Okay.
Also have, now we have that kind of like the most beloved ones, right?
Right.
Well, how about some different ones? If you need a new Christmas movie, we got some fun alternatives for you.
Oh, cool. Oh,
so we'll get into some of that with as well. Melissa and I, the other day, were talking about the silliest kind of Guinness records. We're going to wrap up that conversation. We got about four or five more of those to go over.
Oh, great.
And speaking of, Melissa sent over a great article the other day from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about Polish Christmases. Mm-hmm. 12 dishes of Christmas are all the 12 dishes of Christmas are all in one day of Wigilia, a Polish tradition.
Ooh, that sounds fascinating.
Yeah, I have not heard of this, and I cannot wait to talk about it. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to that. That's coming up a little bit later. Of course, our National Day of Calendar, we have to get into our birthday and anniversary club at 8 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. And 9 o'clock hour, good stories of the day, then I write stories. A couple of other things that we're going to talk about throughout the day today. I have the 8 biggest snowstorms in Wisconsin history.
Ooh, we'll take that one.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
I don't know why I thought today would be a good day for that, but why not? Why not?
Seems we like, might have another one tomorrow.
Right? Yeah. Also, wanted to touch on this. Where is it? Here. Darn it. I'm sorry, everybody. This computer is not
technology's working slow, too, today.
Yeah. I got a runaway donkey. I got a runaway donkey you want to talk about. That's, too.
Oh.
That as well. Plenty of other things we're going to get to, of course, local stuff as coming up throughout the show. And we'll keep you up to date with our weather. We'll be joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center all morning. Looking forward to that. A couple of cancellations to begin. Of course, schools, you're closed.
Yes.
There's no schools open. You knew that already. But just in case you didn't, just a quick reminder.
Stay home.
Yeah, Rapids, Nakusa, Port Edwards, Adams Friendship, Nisida, Auburndale, Pittsville, Marshfield, Stevens Point. If you are in our listenership, if you are listening, period. I don't care if you're in California. School might have been canceled. I'm not sure, man. That's how big our storm is here in the Midwest.
That's
it might
have
gotten to you guys. I don't know. Also wanted to mention that although it is always their policy to cancel home delivery meals when Wisconsin Rapids schools are canceled, they thought they would like to get it ahead of us. Get it to us early. Aspire's Riverview home delivered meals will be canceled for today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The Aging and Disability Resource Center have canceled their meal services for today. And the Focus Food Pantry has closed their services for today. Mm-hmm. That means, check in on your neighbors. Take a look on people, see how everybody's doing, how people are holding up. If it's a phone call, if it's stopping by, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
But look out for each other today.
Yep.
And the Port Edwards basketball alumni game has been canceled for today. Not Aww. Sure about the rescheduling of it yet. Hopefully they will be able to reschedule that. I know how much the Blackhawk alums love that moment, love that game, love getting back together and showing up there and everything. Sorry, really do not like delivering that news.
No.
But hopefully we'll be able to deliver news to you that it has been brought back,
yes.
That they have rescheduled it.
Mm-hmm.
Better to be safe.
Yeah.
I agree.
When we're all done hanging out this morning, we'll kick into Morning Magazine, where in part one, we'll welcome in Family Natural Foods. Stephen and Katrina Hittner are going to join us. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And in part two, University of Extension Wood County's own Laura Huber, 4-H Program Coordinator.
Oh, I bet she'll have good information.
Yeah, I always like talking 4-H. It's really a fun topic to me. I like hearing more and more about it. Didn't get to do it as a kid. So it's something I'm kind of living vicariously through Laura and all these kids now. And enjoying it. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a really cool thing to be able to do. Tomorrow, we got a fun day lined up for you. Seth and I will be doing the morning show together, and then he's got to put up with me. He's got to actually getting paid hazard pay tomorrow, because he's also got to do playmakers with me.
Oh, it'll be fun. We can fill the whole hour talking about Carlos Correa and this craziness that went on. Yeah,
pretty much what we'll be doing. Yes, that's a good point. I also wanted to mention that Melissa has earned hazard pay because everybody, Melissa has dealt with me 4 days in a row. Everybody,
well, nice day four is not over yet, James.
Got a little
I just
ahead of
want
myself.
To point that out.
Got a little ahead of myself
she
on
may
that.
Not sure make it. She may not make it.
I was so disappointed to see your snowman god, Melissa. The sun got him yesterday.
Oh,
I watched
no.
him go.
Get it smaller and smaller.
Watched him go. I watched the demise of your snowman yesterday.
I couldn't help it. I'm sitting here during interviews and everything, and I'm trying to pay attention and stuff, and there's that snowman going. How are you guys doing this morning? Seth, how are you holding up?
I'm doing all right. Considering the coldness and the snowness and everything, but that's all
not
right.
Not your favorite time of year, is
it? No. Really? How did you know that?
It oozes out of your pores, Seth. I can't help but notice.
Got a pretty nice-sized driveway at my folks' house and everything, mm-hmm. and was shoveling it a bit of last night, a little bit this morning, so my dad doesn't try to do it. And I thought about your driveway experience, Seth.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's like. I don't know what your shoveling responsibilities are over there, but my goodness. The Moravian Church has a nice-sized parking lot.
Yeah, no, I don't have to do that.
No,
we actually have someone
nice.
Who comes
that's
plows
great.
It.
I was hoping so.
Yeah, no,
hoping.
We're lucky. We don't have to. We just have to do our walkways and in front of
right
the garage
on, right
kind of
on.
Thing. So
that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, it's all good. Although I have to say, Melissa, it was interesting coming in to work today. I had it on WFHR, and I think they're playing a repeat there because I heard you talking to Pat.
Oh, did you?
Yes. I think you did that, a couple days ago when you were on
Wednesdays.
The show? Was that on Wednesdays? Mm-hmm. Okay, it was yesterday.
Yep.
All right.
I didn't get to hear that one, but I heard the, I think it was last week's. So I really do enjoy that, you guys doing that together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's fun. It's a nice little segment that Pat does on his show to try to help promote all of the different radio stations across the Civic Media Network.
Yeah.
I don't know what Pat's schedule is, but I'd love to get him on here.
That would be great.
We should invite him on the morning show sometime.
That'd yeah, I think he goes through, I want to say, like 6 to 8.
I think it's 68.
Oh, yeah. We could figure something out, I bet. Even if we had to record something, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, we could figure something out, but that'd be good. Yeah, and I love hearing you guys work together. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, how are you doing holding up this morning?
Oh, pretty good. I looked outside this morning, and the snowman that I built here in the yard now has a cone head.
Ooh. Okay.
With all the snow that's fallen. So, you know, he's morphing, which is great. You know, we all change as we age.
Growth is important.
It is.
Snowman evolution.
Yes.
Good to hear. We have two things to do before we wrap up this segment. One, I have to get something out there, too. Because I was, as I mentioned, I was shoveling. I was struggling with something this morning, and it was kind of dawning with me. I did not. I was up all night last night, and my fur brother Sammy was near me, and I was thinking about this. I was asking myself and asking Sam,
because he's there.
Yeah, right. Anything more frustrating than not being able to talk to an animal or a pet? There was something bugging him and I couldn't figure out what, no matter what I did, it didn't seem to end it. It didn't seem to make it better or anything like that. And I was worried about him. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking about when, my kids were little and, you know, the frustration of not knowing what's going on with a baby. I mean, why do you only laugh when I accidentally hurt myself? or why do you only laugh when I disappear with this macabre game called Peekaboo? what do you need? Please tell me. Like these frustrating moments and everything.
Oh, man.
And I thought those have got to be like a 1-2, 1-B, you know. It's got to be pretty much the most frustrating kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had this morning happen. And my folks got me a tarp for my Jeep for Ooh. Nights like this, you know, we just had and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Jeeps tend to, you know, I mean, they just aren't airtight. And it's not just the ice you got to get off on the outside, but sometimes they get on the inside. And jumping in that at 5:30 in the morning is pretty cold.
Oh, yeah.
So this tarp idea they had, I'm like, all right, I tried it a couple times last year. Didn't work bad. But between all of us, all right, don't tell them this, but between all of us, it tends to be a little more trouble than it's worth. Which is something I was told when I was little, so I was wondering if there was a little bit of there, you know, there was something there to that, but I digress. I go out this morning to pull this tarp off, and there is tons and tons of heavy snow on top of this tarp.
Right.
And taking it off was frustrating, but the last night was what the real frustration was. Because last night, I go to put this tarp on, and it's just me doing this. And I put the front on first mm-hmm. so that I could whip it around on the back. And as I'm trying to do this, this wonderful wind is kicking up. And it's pulling the tarp in every direction that I don't want it to go.
Naturally.
I almost got flown away. Like, it almost took me. This tarp is the size to cover my Jeep. So yeah. If the wind had gotten under it good enough.
And you were holding on.
And I'm holding on. I'm up there.
You're Mary Poppins, man.
I am Mary I'm Mary Poppins, y'all! I am floating away, and you will never know what happened to me.
Happened to James.
I will be just one of those urban mysteries.
Yep.
I've heard that he just took off and ran off to the Bahamas. And
yep. The circus. He finally made
Did
it to
I
the
see
circus.
Batman last night? I was flying over the city.
Somebody help me! Put rocks in my shoes.
Did you hear something? Well, the wind is sounding very strange today.
Yeah.
Eventually, I would just give up and start shouting, like, Happy Hanukkah! Cheng Samanch! Cheng Samanch to everybody!
I think the wind just wished us a Happy Hanukkah. That was very strange.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Just, you know, might as well make use of the time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, you're up there.
I'm going to freeze. Might as well make some time.
There's only so many presents you can drop.
You're going to end up in Michigan, this snow-covered thing.
Santa ends up like the reindeer end up like unionizing and they won't work with him for anything, so he has to use a hot air balloon. I like the idea of that. First, I don't know why that popped in my head, but Santa and a hot air balloon trying to get this done in time.
They're very hard to direct. Yes.
They are.
Yeah. I can't imagine trying to ride a hot air balloon in this weather or something. Oh,
that would be a death sentence with the winds we have coming. Oh man.
So I'm thankful to be here, and I will from the rest of my days walk around with rocks in my shoes.
Just we're glad you're here too.
Just in case.
Thank you, Melissa. The embarrassing, like I can look. We all got to go. I get that, but I'm not going out like that. I'm not. Did you hear how James he just went missing? He just flowed away. So there was one other thing I did want to touch on this morning, and it has been driving me absolutely insane the last 24 hours.
Oh,
Melissa left this little package here.
Oh boy.
And it says, do not smell, shake, or open until we are on the air together Thursday.
Okay.
For real, Melissa.
I like the for real on there. For real.
She knows her audience because I was all about ready to dive in until I got the for real part.
I know, okay. Seth already shook it this morning. I know he did.
I have been so tempted. If you had not put on there, this is how bad I am. If you had not put on there, do not shake or smell, I would have probably not even thought about it. I generally wouldn't have. Because
right.
You put it on there, I was dying to.
You can shake it, James.
Okay. Can we? Can we do it now or do you want to wait?
No, I'll let you do it now.
All right,
you got to shake it first.
Go. You go ahead, Seth. You can open it. Since I got to push buttons.
Yeah, okay.
You get to open it.
Here, I got to get under the microphone.
Yeah, good idea. Good idea. What's in there? Ooh. Ooh, what's in there? I can't see. What is
it? What we have here? Bananarama candy bananas. It's like the Runtz candy, but only bananas.
Only bananas.
Only the bananas.
Melissa, you are the greatest ever. Oh, that is an awesome gift.
Oh, man.
We've talked about it more than once, and you have mentioned how much you liked them. So.
Oh, goodness.
I didn't even there know they go, had guys. That.
Me neither. That's crazy.
You know, the Cloverdale Market here outside of Abbotsford has an amazing array of the bulk candy like that. I had to restrain myself.
Oh, yep. Wow.
Yeah, that Cloverdale Country Store. I know which one you're talking about. It's over on Highway E in Curtis. Great place.
Yep.
Big shout out to them. A good morning to them. This is a nice size.
Like, yeah, that's a lot of bananas or fake bananas.
Well, and I
bananas.
Actually even got the package with the least amount in it.
Oh,
there were ones that were full.
Wow. imagine making those. Like,
yeah,
you going through all the runs. And like,
you have to pick out the bananas,
banana,
right?
Apple.
Man.
We appreciate that person.
Yeah, we do.
That is. We appreciate that person doing that.
But
fake banana picker.
Those ones are sold elsewhere because they didn't have ones that were just apples or just grapes or just the bananas.
That is the sweetest gift. Thank you so much. Literally.
Literally.
It's very sweet. Yeah. My teeth ache just
pure
looking at
sugar.
It. Yeah.
Cannot wait to dive into that, which
you're
I'm
welcome,
going to
boys.
Do within seconds. I cannot thank you enough, Melissa. Thank you so very much. Chang Samanj, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with our National Day of Calendar. Seth and I are going to get into a sugar coma.
Woo!
Melissa's going to run the rest of the show.
Yeah.
We'll be back
should
with
be interesting.
More. Should be. Mornings on WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here on WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. And it is time for us to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this December 22nd, 2022.
Mm.
National Date Nut Bread Day.
Date Nut Bread Day.
I've never dated
specific.
Bread.
Yeah.
I've never dated bread. I don't understand.
I've had a long-running affair with bread.
Oh,
I don't date it.
No, I'm in love with bread. I'll admit that. I'm very in love with bread, but we've never dated. I don't understand.
They won't return your calls, your texts. They just, yeah, not interested.
I'd like to apologize to the audience. That is not the kind of date they are talking about. I should probably wait before I talk and just read first. I should probably spread a fruity, nutty bake with butter or cream cheese, host a bread-eating contest, or simply reap the health benefits of the delicious dates.
Wait a minute. Bread-eating contest? How did that get in there?
I think they're just trying to fill space.
Who does that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to fill up on bread.
Right.
History of National Date Nut Bread Day. Dates are a fruit that has been around for quite some time. In fact, they seem to have been first cultivated in Egypt sometime around 4000 BC or so.
Whoa. Wow.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. The English word used for this fruit is derived from the Greek word dalaka, which means finger, presumably due to their shape.
Oh, well, how about that?
Publishing recipes for date bread seem to date back to the 1930s.
Hmm. I'm sure they've been around for longer than that, but
yeah,
people have always, I think, probably put dried fruit in bread at some point. It makes sense.
It seems like it. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And nuts.
And nuts. Yeah.
I have frustrated a lot of people in my day because I fill up on bread a lot. I've done that many times. It is also Forefathers Day. Few things are more important to Americans than heritage. Remembering where you come from and how hard you've worked to get where you are, all integral parts are of the concept of the American dream. For those reasons, no holiday could be more American in nature than Forefather Day, a holiday that celebrates the first ever pilgrims courageously sailing across the vast ocean they knew very little about at the time in search of a better life and freedom from religious persecution.
Mm-hmm.
So I've talked about this before. I'm a fish out of water. I'm a gypsy. Wherever I've been, it's usually been not my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And living out here, I noticed right away. Well, when I was younger, I'd go out of my way to tell people where I was from, or I felt like I had to explain myself all the time, or why I was this way. Oh, it's because of this heritage, part of my heritage, or it's because I'm from here, or something like that. And as you get older, you realize it's not as necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that you feel when you're young, especially if you're not from where you're from. Mm-hmm. And you feel this, I don't want to say defensive or anything, but this need to defend almost.
Mm-hmm.
And this also need, along with that, to know your history and to not only research it and understand it, but to, the pride that you take in it.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that every American experiences, maybe not on that level, like that similar level, but just as an American.
Yep.
Everything I just described is what an American does. What do we do as Americans? We cannot wait to tell people we're American. If we're in another country, we walk around all the time, USA, USA. We do these things. We take pride in what we are because this is not originally our country. This is not where we're originally from.
Mm-hmm.
Like many, many, many thousands of us now are and everything, but the origins of this country
right.
and those pilgrims that they're talking about there, they felt similar things.
Mm-hmm.
They were away from their homeland, and while they were here by choice and all these things, it was not necessarily something that was easy to adapt to, you would imagine.
No, not at all.
And our history, our creed history, our you know personal family's history, all these things adds up to just a great you know tale, a great story. Everybody's got a great story. Everybody does.
Every family has multiple stories, as a matter of fact. It's really cool to find out about.
The pilgrims aren't my ancestors, but I still find their story fascinating, and I think that I'm not alone in that. I don't think you have to necessarily have pilgrim blood to feel that the interesting story that is.
Yes.
And certainly, all the other layers to that are important to mention. I don't think there's anything wrong with looking at people as human. Not good, not bad, but human.
Exactly.
Judgment is really here or there. It's not really your place to judge.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. It's your right to. But it's kind of, it is what it is.
I find it interesting that their recommendation to celebrate this day is to enjoy succotash.
Yep. Huh. Succotash?
Succotash, is such a fun word to say.
Succotash is an amazing word. I don't know if I necessarily know what it means, though.
So it's a hearty stew made from vegetables and often thick slices of poultry placed on top. But back in the day, it was nothing more than sweet corn and different varieties of beans, sometimes baked in a casserole-type dish under a pie crust to make a sort of pot pie.
Wow.
I would try that.
And yeah. And then we could be like Daffy.
Yes.
Suffering
like that. Yeah. So the word, it's a Narragansett word, which means broken corn kernels.
Hmm. Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Succotash feels like a swear word to me. It really does. It really does.
Oh, succotash.
What'd you just call me? National Short Person Day.
Didn't we have that yesterday?
Well, yesterday was National Short Women Day, I believe.
Short Girl Short Woman Day. Yeah.
Short Woman, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Short people ain't got now no reason to live. Oh, wait. I wish we had that song just for fun.
I know, just to be able to play it up right now. Whether a person is considered to be short or tall particularly depends on where they're from. For instance, in some places like the Netherlands, a man who is 5'10 might be considered short, where the average is 6 feet tall. On the other hand, in places like Laos or Papua New Guinea, where the average male stands at 5'2, a person who is 5'10 would be considered very tall.
For sure.
Yes.
Really, it's all relative.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious. I have not thought about this before, but I wonder, what is the average height for Americans?
I don't know if they've gotten taller. I remember hearing it's like, for males, it's like 5'9", 5'10", or something like that. Mm-hmm. Might have gotten a little taller.
The average height in the United States is 5 feet 4 inches for women and 5 feet 9 inches for men.
It is, okay.
That is a lot shorter than I would have expected.
Mm-hmm.
No, rhyme or reason. Interesting.
There's definitely advantages to being short.
It seems like
airplanes are easier.
Yeah.
You don't have to, worry about protecting your head. And you're always in the front row for pictures.
I guess that's a good thing.
Well played, Lil. That was good. I would have never thought of that because I'm tall.
You can make taller people do more work for you. Oh, I can't reach that. Can you get that up there for me?
Yeah. Which is all I've ever been in charge of is grabbing things on tall shelves.
To be fair, it's much easier to ask somebody to just reach it down for you than going and getting a stool.
That's true.
Or climbing up on the counter. Because sometimes those things just end badly.
It's very true.
More dangerous that way.
It's National Cookie Exchange Day.
Cookie Exchange Day.
Yeah.
Cookie Exchange.
Enjoy the fun of giving and receiving during the winter holiday season and celebrate particularly in National Cookie Exchange Day. Cookies roots trace back hundreds of years, first appearing in Persia in the 7th century and then becoming common in Europe in the 14th century.
Oh, cool.
Not long after, cookies made their way into Christmas traditions, particularly related to gingerbread-style cookies that included spices like cinnamon, nutmeg, and, of course, ginger. Just as a side note, we were just talking about American history and everything. Mm-hmm. You want us just, kind of interesting history that's not necessarily going to make or break your day. Maybe it'll help you win some questions on Jeopardy, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Look into the cookie wars. the Nabisco and all that Cookie Wars, like the early days of that. And it's fascinating.
I'm sure it is.
It really is. Just the process that they went through just to be able to package and deliver cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and figuring all that out and the different groups that had to work together to make it happen. It actually is really interesting.
It is. Cookie. You know what? Maybe we should start making making cookies our actual standard of exchange.
Oh, I like that.
Instead of money, let's do cookies instead.
Not a bad idea.
You know?
I'm very okay with this. I want to get on this now. So I know I want this now.
If you have an excess of money, a.k.a. cookies, you just eat them.
Right. Gives a different definition of put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Yes. Oh, you are on point this morning.
I'm also hoping to bake Christmas cookies. I'll probably have to do it on Saturday. Mm-hmm. But all of my Christmas cookies this year are going to be heart-shaped.
Oh,
heart-shaped cookies.
Yes, because Pam gave me a heart-shaped cookie cutter for Christmas this year, and I don't know where my cookie cutters are. So
oh, that's hilarious.
This is a great solution.
There you go. Yeah, that's awesome.
You're ready for Valentine's Day, too. You can, you know, you're
you
all
know,
set.
The heart of Christmas. That is what they will be.
And I
will just paint Christmas trees on all of
there
them.
There you go.
I think it's only right that we mention all year long we are spoiled by cookies, whether it's from Diane or some of our other listeners have brought us many, and they're all incredible bakers, and we greatly appreciate them.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pam made some cookies for us here that are really good and been enjoying those.
Yes, they're delicious.
And I wanted to thank and embarrass Terry Johns. Terry made some and brought she made a bunch for her family and all this and brought some for me and my family to try, and they are incredible. They are really, really good. It's almost not fair. That she's, you know, that good and, you know, that well does her job that good and she can bake. That's not fair. That's not right.
That kind of strikes me. I never would have tagged her as a big baker.
Incredibly good at it. Like very.
Yeah.
Like, those are some darn good cookies. Like,
yeah.
You know, they're good when you're eating a ton of them and there's no bad ones. Like when it comes to homemade cookies.
Yep.
Yeah, they're all good. Same thing with like Pam, Diane, all these great people that bring us food. Steph has made plenty. Melissa has made some. Oh, we are so spoiled around here. Beth. I want to mention Beth,
yes,
too.
Yep.
Beth has, too, of course.
I love walking in the break room and seeing like stuff on the
table. What's there
like,
today?
Oh,
yeah.
Who brought something? Who gave us something? This is awesome.
It's really appreciated because it's the only time I eat. It's the only
it's the only time he gets any food. So,
hey, you have a really good stock of candy bananas.
I do. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be okay. It is finally for the last one for today, Mathematics Day. Mathematics play a crucial role in understanding all sorts of subjects such as science, music, and social studies, and even art. The study of mathematics helps people to learn better problem-solving skills and serve as a way to help humans organize and think logically. I enjoy math. I think I admire math. I am horrible at it. My dad is a human calculator.
Mm-hmm.
With all the things my father has done to his body and his brain, he is still a walking human calculator. I can call him up right now, ask him this fraction thing, and he'll go, Jimmy, why are you calling me? But, and then he'd finally answer it.
Can I get out of my soapbox for a second?
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, because mathematics has gotten a bad rap recently. And mostly from parents and people in our age group, guys. Hmm. And the reason for this is because they are trying to teach math in a different way. They are teaching, and it's been referred to as new math. And it's been disparaged by all of us because it's not how we were taught, right? You and I were taught, memorize your mathematics tables. Mm-hmm. Memorize this. You do it by rote. Whereas what they're trying to do now with mathematics is they're teaching the why. Why math works the way it does.
Huh.
And where it's being considered new math, it's not really. It's just basically explaining the fundamentals of math in a way that you and I don't understand because that's not how we were taught. But it is going to help our children to be able to be better at math.
Mm-hmm.
Because they understand why it works
exactly
the way it does.
Instead of just doing, you know, I think that's hilarious. I actually personally have never felt, you know, any animosity towards it because I realized how bad the old method was because I don't remember anything. It's gone.
I remember my mathematics tables. I can skip count really great.
Nope.
But I can't break it down the way that they do now with the way they're teaching math is going to help our children so much
yes.
in future classes.
I agree.
One of the oldest jokes there is you know, how often you use algebra in your day-to-day life or geometry or any of these things. And to me, the oldest, the funniest joke has always been how much you remember. If there's one thing most people have in common, it's not remembering a dang thing of math from high school. Yeah. We remember our times tables, how to divide, those kind of basic things, but nothing else. Why do we remember those things? Because we use them all the time. Because they're necessary to our day-to-day lives.
Exactly.
Because they were explained to us in problem-solving in ways. A train goes this far, and a train, you know, this far, and all that problem-solving stuff we did.
Applicable stuff. Stuff that you can apply to daily life.
I don't think I'm alone, and I know, talking to students and others, that is how they memorized a lot of things. That's how they learned things, because they had a story. They had something to it. Not just, hey, you have to learn this. It's important. Put it in your brain, and if you don't, you're stupid. Like, and we're going to hold you back a grade, or maybe that was just me.
Others in the same boat, yeah.
Clearly, the way we've been doing this for, you know, over 100 years, really, is not working. If they want to try
something... For the majority of people.
For the majority of people,
yeah,
is
right.
Very, it works for some.
Very important point to make. If we can try something different and it works... That seems like a good...
Makes some sense to me.
We can't talk out of one side of their mouth and then the other, okay? Mm-hmm. If I hear people complaining and having an issue with the fact of where America ranks with the rest of the world in reading and alphabet and math and all these other subjects, then you can't complain when we're trying to do something to make it better. Or how about putting money into it, you know? That kind of little thing, too. Yeah. That whole little chestnut.
That's shocking.
Yeah, the idea.
Yeah,
the
idea, to make these changes, it's not going to happen overnight, number one, and it's not going to happen without funding.
How does any politician ever get elected by going after funding towards schools? How does that ever work? That is the most ridiculous dang thing I've ever heard. One of them. Top 50. It's been a crazy couple of years. Wrapping up, I agree with you, by the way, Melissa. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I did not know any of that. To be honest, I didn't know any of that was going on with the math and all that. So I really appreciate you sharing that. A lot of us that don't have kids in school and stuff, I think, didn't know that. That's important.
Well, and if you need to help a kid with this type of math, there are tons of YouTube videos. You can just Google it. You can find ways to help them. Even though you don't understand it yourself to begin with, once you look into it, you're going to realize, oh, hey, you know what? Actually, this does make sense.
Yeah. Maybe it'll help you understand it.
Well, that's it. And that's
it. Make you better at math.
Yeah, if it's so important to you that you know, this math thing that you seem to have such a big, you know, thing about, why don't you just... learn some of it.
Oh, yeah. I got no time for a parent that's going to complain about schooling or any of that when they can't even do it themselves.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't know this stuff, then get out of here, man. I'm sorry. If you can't explain it to your kid, then what are you doing? That's why we have these people who aren't paid nearly enough and treated horribly, usually, by society to do this, called teachers.
Yep.
Originally in India, the day is particularly centered around one man. In fact, the reason Mathematics Day is set on December 22nd is because it is the birthday of the country's most respected mathematician, Srinivaso Ramanujan, a math genius of the highest degree. Ramanujan was born in 1887 and spent his life under British rule in India. But this day originated in India, it is now celebrated throughout the world.
Very cool.
And then there's always math jokes. Do you know what seems odd to me? Numbers that aren't divisible by two. What did the triangle say to the circle?
Oh, brother.
You're pointless.
I got one thing to add for people of a certain age. Square One. The television show on PBS that was all about math. I loved that show.
That was a good show.
If anything was going to convert me to liking math, it was that show, because it was awesome.
That show and that one guy on there, I can't think of his name now, but I remember. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That was such a great show.
We'll take a break right here. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back, have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Mornings on WFHR.
locally grown radio. Please forgive me, Mr. Nat King Cole. Welcome back, everybody, in that Christmas spirit around here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James, we're going to take you right to the top of the hour. Got some fun stuff to get into, too, because nothing says happy holidays like a healthy dose of nostalgia.
Of course.
True.
It's what the holidays are made of.
Mm-hmm.
And what better way to feel the spirit of the season than watching a holiday classic?
All right.
A new poll of 2,000 Americans who celebrate the festive season found it was the top tradition, with 72% choosing the tradition of watching Christmas movies, beating out decorating the tree at 66%, and baking cookies at 55%.
Hmm. Wow.
Among the top watch shows during the season are... A Charlie Brown Christmas at 42%.
Of course.
Yep.
Home Alone at 41%. Mm-hmm. How the Grinch Stole Christmas at 35%.
Mm-hmm.
The Polar Express at 32%. That's a little surprising to me.
Yeah.
It's a newer one.
Right.
A Christmas Story at 31%.
Mm.
And White Christmas at 30%.
I'm surprised A Christmas Story is so low.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. But the most beloved holiday movie to watch during the holidays is... It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, that makes sense.
The Wisconsin Rabbits Community Theater version. Yes.
Yeah.
No, joke, just kidding.
Wait a minute.
Who did this poll?
Right.
Their favorite holiday character was Kevin McAllister in Home Alone, son of a mobster. I'm sorry, everybody. This is my wheelhouse, okay? There's not a lot of things that I'm a professional to talk about. When it comes to Chicago, like other side of the track stuff, did you see the house that they had? How big that house was.
And what does
his dad do?
And he had to live in the attic.
Yeah. Did you ever hear what his father does?
No, that's true.
Mm-hmm. In that size of family, where they were in Chicago, all this stuff, the taking an entire family, like what, two Christmases in a row because he had Home Alone 2 or whatever and stuff, on a family vacation, and with that size house, with that many kids and everything, you're telling me that man had just
now you're trying to start some some conspiracy theories about Home Alone, which I totally endorse, by the way. I think we should do that, but
there's no conspiracy. It's a fact. Kevin's father was into some nefarious stuff, I'm telling you. But Kevin himself, most beloved holiday character.
You know, now you got me thinking now, James. How did he know how to set up all that violent stuff?
Thank you.
He must have learned it somewhere. I'm telling you.
It ain't just from Bugs Bunny, okay?
No.
He didn't learn that just from Bugs. I just angered a lot of people. I am not checking my email later.
How dare you?
And second to Kevin McAllister was Tim Allen, who plays the Jolly, of course, toy maker Santa Claus, and 29% of him. People love Tim Allen as Santa.
He does a good job.
Yeah, he does.
They just brought him back for the show.
Yeah.
On Disney Plus, they put another show up.
Oh, really?
Yes. The Santa Clauses, I think it's called. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Commissioned by global streaming media platform Plex and conducted by One Poll, the random double opt-in survey found that 52% of people believe that watching holiday movies helps them bond with their family.
Yeah, I think that's true.
The top TV favorites for the festive season are Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and the Friends episode, the one with the holiday armadillo. I don't know. I never saw Friends. I don't know.
Yeah.
And South Park Christmas Snow. That's a good one. It's a very good one.
Rudolph is my favorite.
Rudolph is a good one.
I like any, actually, of the Rankin-Bass claymation ones. All those are really good.
Because I think
Beth mentioned on Monday, Year Without a Santa Claus. That's another one. Santa Claus Coming to Town and all that stuff. So those are all fun.
Respondents also shared their favorite movies they consider to holiday films without explicitly being so, including, of course, Die Hard, number one on theirs, Frozen at number two. Okay. Uh-huh. I could see that.
Okay.
Just cold. Winter.
Yeah,
just,
wintery.
You know, yeah, I could see that. The Sound of Music. No.
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 Get out of here.
It's not a Christmas movie, but it's a family favorite.
Yeah.
It depresses the daylight. That is two Americas right there. Watching Sound of Music in our house is a lot different story than watching it in other people's homes. We have all the respect in the world for the cast. Incredible cast and all that. And I understand it's an iconic movie and everything, but I'm sorry. You know, not the same in our house. And interesting, you know, one to wrap up here, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, because that I believe that they have Christmas during
in the middle of that. Yeah. Yes, they do. They do have a Christmas thing. Yep.
In addition to the abundance of holiday-themed content, 29% said that they go further to create a cozy ambiance during the holiday season by streaming virtual Yule logs.
Those are fun.
Went to Bria's the other day, and she to celebrate Hanukkah with her the first night. And we were doing this, and we walk in, and we're sitting there, we're talking and everything, and then I hear this crackling like a fireplace. And they had it on their TV, the Yule log thing, but I didn't know they had sound on those.
Oh, yes, they do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, some of them have background music and the crackling fire sounds. Some of them are just the fire sounds.
It was cool, but it kept distracting me. I felt bad. I felt at first. I'm like,
there's a fire. Where's the fire?
Where's the fire? Where's the fire?
Let's see here. And the top 10 holiday movies, It's a Wonderful Life at number one, A Charlie Brown Christmas, Home Alone, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, The Polar Express, A Christmas Story, White Christmas, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, a must, The Santa Claus, and Elf.
How is Trains, Planes, and Automobiles not on there?
Yeah, to me, that's always been a Thanksgiving movie.
Is that
movie,
more of a Thanksgiving movie?
But I don't have, I hear exactly what you're saying, Melissa. I could not agree with you more. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good one. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is a good one. The Nightmare Before Christmas, another great one. It's a classic. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anything that Shane Black has directed and written?
Basically, yes, yes.
They're all action movies, but they all take place during Christmas. I still haven't figured that one out.
It's a good one. It's a good reference. So those are some of the more traditional ones and our old school holiday favorites. But I thought it'd be fun to kind of look at, well, what if you're looking for something new? You know, well, what you want to change it up a little bit this year. Maybe you do want to watch It's a Wonderful Life, and then after that you want to watch something new. Like, I don't know, maybe Violent Night. the recent David Harbour movie that is out there where Santa is an action star. He basically looks like hippie Santa. Like a combination of hippie biker Santa.
Biker Santa.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, like a little bit of that. Santa. Like,
mean tats on there. And
so this guy loved the idea of Santa all tatted up.
Yeah, that'd be
cool. I like that. Like candy canes on his arms.
Yeah, yeah. A wreath around instead of barbed wire. Yeah, it's a wreath, yeah.
Yes, yes. This article comes to us from CNN Entertainment, and what they're doing here is they compare, like, if you liked Bad Santa, try Violent Night. So I see what they're doing, and that kind of makes sense. Bad Santa, the Billy Bob Thornton movie, you know, it's not exactly a Christmas movie you want to sit around and watch with the kids. Neither is Violent Night.
No.
If you liked Elf or Just Friends, try Spirited. The Ryan Reynolds, Will Ferrell movie.
Oh, the musical.
The musical.
The new musical, yeah.
It's a play on a Christmas Story.
Yep.
Or not a Christmas Story. The
Christmas Carol.
A Christmas Carol. Thank you. Yeah. How about if you like Gremlins, try Krampus.
These are all the Christmas horror movies, have a long history, I have to say.
Do they?
Yes. I think the first one goes off. In fact, it was directed by the same man who directed A Christmas Story, Bob Clark.
Oh.
Silent Night, Deadly Night, I think, was the first Christmas horror movie from 1974, I want to say.
Yep.
And it was extremely controversial when it first came out. Now, look, we've got Violent Santa and all the stuff.
The envelope has been set on fire.
Yeah, exactly.
We've already pushed the envelope. If you liked Christmas to Remember, try Falling for Christmas.
That one I'm not familiar with at all.
Yeah.
Me neither.
What is it? I got a sneaking suspicion that it's... Is it Hallmark related?
it is. Yeah, it is. Because I didn't know it either. Yep. For those who want to go overboard on Hallmark-style holidays, Lindsay Lohan has come to the rescue on the Netflix this year with the themed Falling for Christmas.
Okay. It is a Hallmark-esque kind of Christmas movie, I believe, yes. Mm-hmm.
If you like The Family Stone, try Last Christmas. Family Stone from 2005 is a warm and charming family Christmas movie that builds to a heartbreaking climax. Heartbreaking climax?
Wait a minute.
That ain't Christmas.
Okay, here's your sad Christmas movie.
I'm starting to think that they had like somebody who has never heard of Christmas before do this article. If you like Die Hard, try The Tower.
Okay.
Die Hard is everyone's favorite alternative Knock'em Sock'em Christmas movie. The Tower from 2012 doesn't include snooty hijackers like the dearly departed Alan Rickman, but the story about a luxury skyscraper catching fire during a Christmas Eve party feels like the love child of Die Hard and the Towering Inferno.
I was going to say Towering Inferno. It sounds just like Towering Inferno.
Did the Towering Inferno take place during...
No, I don't think it did.
I thought there was some holiday in there, but no. If you like Jingle All the Way, try 8-Bit Christmas.
Okay, I'm stuck on someone actually liked Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, yeah, who was that?
Who is that person?
8-Bit Christmas ramped up the nostalgia factor a big time with the enduring throwback tale centered around a young boy on the quest to receive the ultimate gift in the 80s in Nintendo video game system. I want to see that.
That one sounds better than Jingle All the Way, actually.
Yeah, Neil 8-Bit features Neil Patrick Harris.
That'd be worth watching.
Actually, that sounds pretty cool. I'd like to see that. That sounds interesting. And if you like Love Actually, try the Christmas episode from Ted Lasso, Carol the Bells. Man, that Ted Lasso, people love that show. That is one of the more popular shows.
Yes, I've heard about it. Of course, I can't. I don't have this the streaming service to watch
either,
it. Which, by the way, is kind of sad because I saw that... They mentioned several times the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah.
If you don't own it, like on a DVD or something like that, the only way you can watch it now is on Apple TV, which is so sad.
That's not right.
That is sad.
Yeah, that ain't right. That is definitely not right. If I was Apple, I would release that.
Last year, they did a great thing, and they allowed PBS to do it, to show them. But this year, they did not. So.
I cannot think of more of a childish or Grinch kind of thing.
Grinchy, right?
Yeah, very Scroogey. Grinchy.
Yeah. It's kind of totally the opposite of the Christmas spirit.
I agree.
We are going to be talking a little more Christmas movies during Director's Cut this Sunday. We, of course, will get more into that a little bit later, but we will have a couple of holiday-themed episodes of our original show weekend shows. We'll talk more about that probably in the 9 o'clock hour, but it's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. For right now, one of the things we've been enjoying all season long is our friends over at Quality Foods IGA have been playing some trivia with us. We gave away a turkey. We gave away a ham. And now we're giving away a basket, a New Year's Eve basket.
Nice.
It's going to have snacks in there. It's going to have champagne. It's going to have some great stuff in there. And all you got to do to qualify is answer a trivia question. That's it.
That's it.
Answer this trivia question at 424-2600, and you will be our next qualifier for this. We're going to give it away on the 29th. Looking forward to it. So here is your trivia question for today. Get ready to call 424-2600. If you have not qualified already, get ready to call 424-2600. Seth, what is it?
What kind of wine can you pair with seafood? And there's actually we've got two answers on here, and we'll take either one. It doesn't have to be both. You can take either one. I will give one quick hint on it, and I'm trying to. I think I know who wrote this question because the first one is a very Italian wine. So think about famous Italian wines, and then call up and think about what you would pair with seafood. Now, for the wine connoisseurs out there, you want, in general, a wine that, since seafood tends to be more delicate, that you want something that's not going to overpower the flavor. So you want usually a light, whiter wine, something that's a little lighter, so it doesn't – a heavy wine wouldn't work well with shrimp and all the other kinds of seafood. So
424-2600. Call up, take a shot, take a guess at it. Go ahead, and maybe you will qualify, and maybe you will win this great basket from our friends at Quality Foods IGA.
I don't think we have to say it, but I was like, we should probably mention you have to be 21 or years or older to win this because it has got alcohol in it. So.
Fair point. Fair point. If we have anybody under the age of 21 listening to us, bless them.
Bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You make us feel young.
Yes, you do.
Let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a winner here. Good morning. What's your answer?
This is Steven.
Hi, Steven. Excuse me?
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you have an answer?
I was going to go with a Chardonnay.
Yeah, that's not correct. But you know what, Steven? I think we kind of got to give it to him, everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Let's do it.
Good, because I would argue that any white wine goes with seafood.
There you go.
Hey,
we have our thing there.
Right.
Perfect.
Nicely done.
Good job, Mel.
Hey, thank you so much for playing along, Steven. We appreciate that. What town are you calling us from?
I'm out here in Grand Rapids.
All right.
Nice.
Got ourselves
a recent regular listener. Yeah, you won me over from another station that I won't mention.
We're glad to have
you. Awesome. You know that. Yeah.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah. Thank you very much. That means a lot to us around here. We appreciate that, Steven.
Yeah. Very good.
Hang on the line. We're going to get some information from you, but we'll talk to you real soon. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Okay.
And we're going to talk to Steve, and you guys hang out for a little bit. Check out some CBS News. We'll come back when you're here on Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio.